Tess Vigeland here from the Wall Street Journal's As We Work podcast. This season, we'll take you from that first job all the way to retirement and all the career moments along the way. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, June 28th. I'm Julie Chang for the Wall Street Journal, filling in for Zoe Thomas. South Korean software engineer and entrepreneur Do Kwon built a cryptocurrency empire through his swagger and large Twitter following. He got many people to invest in his so-called algorithmic stablecoin, Terra USD, and his other crypto backing it, Luna. But last month, it all came crashing down as the broader crypto market saw a downturn, wiping out tens of billions of dollars in value, angering investors, and triggering a government investigation. Still, that hasn't deterred their creator from attempting a comeback, rebooting the Terra blockchain and relaunching Luna. On today's show, WSJ Markets reporter Alexander Osipovich joins us to tell us more about Do Kwon's fallen crypto empire and what his comeback effort looks like. That's after these headlines. A special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, that plans to merge with Donald Trump's social media company has been subpoenaed, as have its board members. Digital World Acquisition said in a securities filing Monday that a federal grand jury in New York issued the subpoenas seeking documents, including those connected to its S-1 filings and information regarding the investment firm Rocket One Capital. The company said this investigation, as well as separate investigations by the Department of Justice and the SEC, could delay the planned merger with Trump Media and Technology Group. On Monday, Trump Media and Technology Group said it'll cooperate with the SEC. Rocket One didn't immediately return a request for comment. Taiwan-based tech company Global Wafers plans to build a $5 billion factory in North Texas. The plant in Sherman, Texas, about 60 miles north of Dallas, will manufacture silicon wafers used in the production of semiconductors. The company says the plant will eventually make 1.2 million wafers, enough to cover all U.S. demand. Existing plants are only able to supply about 20% of the estimated domestic demand by 2025. Chip giants Intel and Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing have pledged significant investments in new U.S. factories to meet strong demand and to relieve shortages. Automakers like Tesla, Ford, and General Motors are raising prices on their electric cars as a result of strong consumer interest and to counteract the rising cost of material used in their batteries. The batteries are the most expensive part of an electric car, and prices for lithium, nickel, and cobalt have roughly doubled since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The average price paid for an electric vehicle in the U.S. in May was up 22% from a year earlier, at about $54,000. WSJ automotive industry reporter Mike Kalias says prices will likely stay high.
If the raw material costs stay as high as they are now, it does present a problem for this transition, especially for companies who don't have sort of an interim option like a hybrid. So Ford, Toyota, they're really strong on hybrids. Companies that have sort of walked away from that hybrid space, GM, Volkswagen, could have a tougher time because the cost that goes into an EV, it looks like it's going to remain elevated for a while.
You can hear more from Mike on Monday's AM edition of our sister podcast, What's News? And cryptocurrency broker Voyager Digital said the crypto hedge fund, Three Arrows Capital, has defaulted on a loan. Three Arrows borrowed $675 million from Voyager Digital in the form of Bitcoin and the stablecoin USD Coin. The firm had invested in Luna, a crypto that has lost nearly all of its value, and tokens that are a derivative of Ether. A lawyer for Three Arrows didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The journal previously reported that the hedge fund is exploring options, including asset sales and a rescue by another firm. All right, speaking of Luna, the creator of the failed crypto wants you to invest in Luna again. Why does he think the second time's the charm? We'll discuss after the break.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs, the ones overwhelmed with manual processes, errors, and lack of control of the numbers, and the one who uses NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, with visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
So-called algorithmic stablecoins are supposed to keep at a value of $1. Unlike regular stablecoins, which are backed by actual funds or assets, algorithmic ones use other cryptos to maintain their peg. But one stablecoin, Terra USD, imploded last month as the crypto sector as a whole nosedived. Terra USD is currently valued at pennies, and the collapse of Terra USD and Luna cost investors some $40 billion. Now, the man who created the cryptos is trying again. South Korean entrepreneur Do Kwon has relaunched Luna, the crypto that was being used to keep Terra USD pegged to a dollar. But what's different this time around? WSJ reporter Alexander Osipovich has been following the story, and he joins us now. Hi, Alex. Thank you for coming back on the show.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me.
So can you start us off with a little bit of background? Who is Do Kwon and what is he like?
Do Kwon is a South Korean cryptocurrency entrepreneur. For a few years, he was very vocal in building out a family of cryptocurrencies that all had the names Terra and Luna involved in them. And he started a company called Terraform Labs that was the main company that developed projects related to all of this. Do Kwon was very outspoken on Twitter. He talked a lot about how his cryptocurrencies were going to sort of take over the world and was very good about drumming up business, basically, at least until May when it all collapsed.
So we had you on the show before to help cover algorithmic stablecoins. Stablecoins are cryptos pegged to the US dollar. Algorithmic stablecoins use another crypto to maintain their value instead of actual dollars or other real assets. In this case, it was Luna. What went wrong with Terra USD and Luna?
So the idea was if Terra USD would drop below a dollar, you could make money by swapping it for a dollar's worth of Luna. Or if Terra USD, for some reason, went above a dollar, you could swap a $1 worth of Luna for, you know, one Terra USD and make money that way. And that actually worked surprisingly well for a long time in keeping Terra USD at the price of $1. But the whole mechanism was dependent on the idea that people would actually want Luna, that Luna would have some value, and that people would consider it sort of a legitimate, useful backing for Terra USD. What happened in May was that during a period of volatility in the crypto markets, Terra USD lost its peg. It dropped below $1. At first, it would drop down to, you know, 98 cents or so. Then it dropped down to 91, 90 cents. They tried to make it recover a couple of times. There was a reserve fund in place where Do Kwon and his team essentially sold Bitcoin and tried to prop up the price of Terra USD. But they burned through this pretty fast, and the whole thing collapsed. Now, both Terra USD and Luna are essentially worthless. This wiped out around $40 billion worth of value.
So then what's happened to Do Kwon since Luna crashed?
Do Kwon is hanging tight. He has been facing an investigation in his native South Korea. A lot of investors complained that he had committed fraud and illegal fundraising, and South Korea prosecutors in Seoul told us that they were investigating. He is also facing a lawsuit in the United States where an investor filed a lawsuit in California seeking class action status, which made similar allegations to what the South Korean investors said. Terraform Labs told us that they would not comment on any active investigations. As far as the lawsuit goes, Terraform Labs, Do Kwon's company, told us that would fight the lawsuit in court. They described it as meritless.
We should note Do Kwon has denied that he defrauded anyone, that he had the support of various big players in the crypto industry, and that he lost money in the crash himself. And now, in the last few weeks, Do Kwon came out with a new version of Luna. Can you tell us more about that and what happens to people's old Luna or Terra USDs?
Yes. So Do Kwon is essentially attempting a reboot. He argues that the kind of system that he created, which is based on something called the Terra blockchain, is useful and has other good things about it besides this algorithmic stablecoin which crashed. And it is worth noting that the Terra blockchain has these other projects based on it, sort of lending and trading protocols, kind of like apps that you can build on top of that operating system is a way to think about it. So at the end of May, they created a brand new version of the Terra blockchain, and they created a new cryptocurrency, which is also called Luna. And people who held the old worthless versions of Luna and Terra USD were given the units of the new Luna. The old Luna was renamed Luna Classic. And people, in sort of a way of compensation, sort of a way to get activity going in this new blockchain system, people were given units of the new Luna. And there was this whole complex formula that was behind this, but basically they decided to allocate the new version of Luna to people who had held the old cryptocurrencies, using a sort of formula based on how much you held before the crash, how much you held after the crash, and so on.
Mm-hmm. But the new Luna, it began trading in late May, and it's already lost a lot of its value, right?
Yes. It debuted at almost $19 per coin and immediately collapsed. Lately, it's been trading around $2 per coin. Basically, it appears that a lot of people were given this and immediately dumped it and fled to some sort of safer assets or maybe even to real money.
So what do Do Kwon's critics say about him launching a new Luna?
Do Kwon has a lot of critics. People felt that he did too aggressive a sales job on his previous project and essentially shilled Terra USD and Luna too hard. And they think it's kind of crazy that he's trying to begin again. There's really nothing stopping him from doing that in crypto. It's an unregulated market. So he has just started over again and is trying to drum up interest.
And in your story, you mentioned that Do Kwon is a pretty polarizing figure, which means he also has his supporters. So why do he and his supporters think that this is going to work a second time around?
Yes, he has a community of supporters. They call themselves lunatics after the Luna cryptocurrency. And at least some of them are believers, and they think that Luna will have a second coming and they will be able to make money as the new project rises. Do Kwon himself says that there is a community of people who were built around the Terra blockchain, people who were developing different apps, trading on it, and who were sort of bought into its prospect as a technology platform. And he says that as long as there's more activity on the new Terra blockchain, eventually Luna will rise again and there will be other things on it. So far, there is no plan to launch an algorithmic stablecoin on the new Terra blockchain. I think if people did that, then there would be some worries about history repeating itself.
All right. That was our reporter, Alexander Osipovich. Alex, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Tess Vigeland here from the Wall Street Journal's As We Work podcast. This season, we'll take you from that first job all the way to retirement and all the career moments along the way. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.